Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. And, you know, my goodness, you got to stick around and tune into this program as often as you possibly can. Right now, we got John Neuer on the phone with us. John, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again, Charles.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. One of your many hats, you're talking about the budget. What's going on? And you've got an event coming up. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, actually, we have a few events. That is quite a loaded question when you say what's going on with the budget. So I am the communications director for an organization called Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, and we are one of the main partners in a new campaign called Pennsylvania's Choice. The two other main partners, sort of the lead partners in this, are SEIU Local 668 and Education Voters of Pennsylvania. And the sort of the genesis of this campaign is frustration from a lot of the partner organizations that we work with on budget and funding issues, on education funding, on human service funding and other things, with the budget impasse last year. And unfortunately, most likely, the upcoming budget fight that we're going to have here in Pennsylvania in the next couple of months. So a number of groups got together. We have 30-plus partner organizations. And let me say that our website is pachoice.org, and you can get a whole bunch of information there, including about the events, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But the general idea for this campaign is that we're sort of facing this critical point in Pennsylvania where we have to make a decision. We have to make a choice about the kind of state we want to live in when it comes to programs that we're funding, whether that's public education, whether that's vital community services. And we have lawmakers in Harrisburg who are ignoring the needs of their constituents, frankly, because they are either worried about getting reelected, or they are, they have an aggressive and radical ideology about no new taxes, and that's the way that we have to run the state, even when it becomes necessary to have responsible conversations about revenue. So that's sort of where the campaign came from. And we're doing a number of different events. We have organizers all over the state. So the one you were referring to is actually tonight in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, at Westmoreland Community Action. And that's from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And again, if you go to pachoice.org, you can get all kinds of information about the events that are coming up across the state. But we're gathering people in local communities to educate them on what's going on with the budget and what they can do, how they can engage with their elected officials to change the direction of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm looking at the list of people, Just Harvest, Keystone Progress, Pennsylvania Food Banks, Pennsylvania State. Yeah, these are all the people that they're out there working hard every day trying to make sure that we're taking care of our people, but are subjected to politicians' whims.
I think one of the problems that we see is there's this oversimplified notion of what government is. Right, so I think that generally speaking, people say, don't raise my taxes because government should be smaller. I don't think people realize when we're having these budget fights in Pennsylvania what kinds of things the funding actually goes to. Now, there's been a lot of attention, and rightfully so, on public education. And that's a huge component of our campaign. And public education is incredibly underfunded in Pennsylvania. I saw a story about the Erie Public Schools. They're having a conversation tonight about closing down all of the high schools in the Erie Public School District. All of them. And it's not a situation where you have school districts that are not using the funding in an efficient way. They don't have enough money. I mean, that's the bottom line. But there's also this other component. There's this human services and community services component where we're talking about taking care of the most vulnerable people in our society. You have these organizations, a lot of them are going to be in attendance at our meeting tonight in Greensburg, and these are folks who are helping the physically and intellectually disabled, the mentally ill, the elderly. These are vital services in communities, and because they rely on grants coming from the state, when you have this budget impasse like we did last year, these organizations are laying off employees. They have executives that are working to run these organizations at half pay or no pay because the services have to happen. You know, the folks that need those services aren't going away. So I think we lose sight of that when we oversimplify and we say, don't raise my taxes and government needs to be smaller.
Yeah, you know, and oh, by the way, let's keep the government's hands off my Medicare, too.
But, Well, exactly. That's a part of the problem, too. It's this misconception of what government is.
Right.
You know, our organization, Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, has recently put out a couple of papers, reports, one of which actually turned into legislation that was introduced by Senator Art Haywood last week to, in a responsible way, in a way that spares working Pennsylvanians, increase the revenue we need to address what is, you know, almost $2 billion structural deficit in Pennsylvania. But we have this deficit because we have refused to have a conversation about necessary revenue for years now. But we also have a problem where we need to spend more on schools. We need to make sure that we're spending what is needed for human services and community services. So it's not an easy conversation. It's never easy to be on sort of the complicated side of the argument where you're saying, actually, we do need to find a way to increase revenue. But there are ways we can do it while at the same time sparing working Pennsylvanians.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, as we're trying to move forward, we're trying to do the right thing here in the communities. You know, we've got a meeting tonight in Greensburg. How do we get in touch with you? How do we find out more about these meetings? How do we get involved with the whole Pennsylvania Choice endeavor?
Absolutely. So the website is just pachoice.org. And when you go on that website, we try to keep it pretty simple. So on that website, there's a top bar menu where you can see who those organizations are that are part of the campaign, or sort of our mission statement for the campaign. You can also click the Get Involved menu item, and that's where we have all the information about the local events. The other thing that we are just kicking off now, we're starting to do, in fact, I'm going to Erie tomorrow to do some filming for this. What we want to do is we want to tell the stories of folks who have either, you know, rely on the services that these community organizations that get state funding are providing. Tell the stories of, like, the Erie Public Schools, for example. We're going to go and talk to the superintendent up there tomorrow about just what the gridlock in Harrisburg means for real people. And this is happening all over the state. And I think one of the problems that we have is that legislators, I think that the legislators don't necessarily realize how bad things are, how vital these services are, how much schools are really hurting. And it's our job to tell those stories, to bring those narratives to the forefront, and really sort of put the screws to the legislators and say, you know, you need to make the correct choice here. You need to make the choice that's about your constituents and not necessarily, you know, about campaign donors, for example, because corporate taxes in Pennsylvania have been cut for the last 3 decades, which is a huge component of this structural deficit we're dealing with and the loopholes for corporations. But they give a lot of money to the legislators, and that helps them get reelected. So,
right.
You know, it's not an easy task, but I think it's a really important one. And if folks come out to these events that we're doing, these meetings we're doing, we're going to talk about how they can have an impact, because they can.
They can, and they will, and they should. And this is just as important as being making sure that you're registered to vote and doing the right thing. John, we've got to get going very quickly. One more time, how do we find the website?
The website is pachoice.org, and we're also on Facebook. So it's Pennsylvania's, if you search Pennsylvania's Choice on Facebook, we're doing a lot of work on Facebook as well and pushing these events out. So for some people, I know it's easier to engage that way. So get on Facebook and like our page so that you're getting those updates as well. If you go on our website, there'll be a pop-up window where you can put your email address in to make sure that you're getting all the updates as well.
Fantastic. And tonight's event?
Tonight's event, which is in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and that is at Westmoreland Community Action. It's on South Maple Avenue in Greensburg for folks who know the area, but otherwise you can go on our Facebook page or our website. We have the address and a map on both of those.
And listen, John, we will talk to you again soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio.